broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
Hi, welcome to KidBiz Radio. I'm Layla.
And I'm Austin.
And today we have an awesome guest with us in the studio, Joseph with Pit Stop.
How you guys doing today? Yeah, like she said, my name is Joseph Pittman, and my business is the Pit Stop Ice Cream Truck.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Sure. My business started, I would say, about three to four years ago. It does novelty ice cream. I sell like the characters, like the Powerpuff Girls, SpongeBob, things that are all the rage, all the kids want.
Yeah.
I'm in the military. I've been in the military 6 years now, and it's a family business. It's me, my wife, and the rest of my team is like my daughters. They're like the mascots almost. You see them. You see them in the pictures on our social media. And also my parents and my wife's parents, they help with like inventory and things like that.
So complete family business.
Exactly. Big team effort.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started, like from the very, like, I have an idea to where it is now?
So the business got started. I came home from service. And I was no longer active. I was switching over to the reserve role. And this is when COVID was just starting to become on the rage. So nobody was really hiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so my wife actually found something on Craigslist in downtown Atlanta, there's like a part-time, you can like rent an ice cream truck. Mm-hmm. And you basically work on percentage. I would get like 30% of my sales. Mm-hmm. And so I went
there.
That's nice. Yeah. So went down there and it was a total, excuse my French, crap show. the trucks were not to talk bad another business, but the trucks were really run mm-hmm. down. Some trucks didn't even have a steering wheel.
Oh my God. I feel like that's kind of necessary.
Yeah. I mean, you would think so. Right?
You think.
No AC. Mm. Some of the trucks were shut down. You'd be driving 60 on the highway and all of a sudden.
Oh, terrifying. So, and they only give you 30%?
Exactly. I mean, if it rained, you got 35.
Oh, wow. Still.
But I was bringing them around $300 to $400 a day, but I was barely making anything mm-hmm. off of that. And I was just thinking to myself, I was like, I could do this a lot better.
Maybe with a working truck.
Exactly. And so going off me and my wife talked. We waited till the next year. Then we looked online and we found a truck.
Mm-hmm.
We got the truck. It was a already kind of pre-built ice cream truck, but we put our own little twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
We tricked it out, did a better speaker system, a better coat of paint. We switched out the inside, gutted out all the seats and everything, mm-hmm. put some freezers in there, put some, like a little table for like, for drinks mm-hmm. and whatnot. And, it just kept blossoming and kept building. And it is what it is today. You'll notice me driving around. I'm not like most ice cream trucks with like the creepy ice cream music.
Yeah, it's actually really
good. I never realized
music.
How some of them are a little creepy until I got older.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to send my kid there. It seems kind of
a little
sketch.
It's a little scary. And so I modernized it a little bit, put a little flavor on it, a little
spice
little
it up
seasoning.
A little bit.
And so now you'll notice the hip hop. It's like a hip hop remix to the ice cream songs.
See, that's a little more comforting.
Exactly. It makes you bop your head. Makes the parents come and want to dance with the kids. So. But it really puts a smile on people's faces. And it just kept building and building. My wife has had previous business experience. She used to own a cleaning company. So she helps out with the background of it, like with managing the funds. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law, he's retired and he helps us. It actually helped him out a bunch because he's a retired vet, but he couldn't fully retire. He was working for a auto shop, standing up like 6 hours a day. He's in his upper 70s. So
that's a lot. Yeah.
Back was always hurting. And so we wanted to make it, give him a job that was a lot easier on him and that paid a lot more. So he was happy to switch things over. Yeah. I mean, I think it really started when my daughter said she wanted ice cream and pointed at a truck. And that's how we got the idea of it, which led to the Craigslist, which led to this, which led to now.
Yeah, that's how my first one started. We went to get old time photos up in, we were in
some
Pigeon Forge, right? I think we were in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And we went to get old time photos and we're like, hey, this would be really cool if this was a mobile thing. Like you just go, you have it in like a trailer and you go to people and get old time photos. Obviously, we didn't start with that because that costs a lot more money than we thought it did. But we ended up getting like a trailer and we were going to turn it into a mobile photo booth and things kind of snowballed from there. So
eventually, hopefully, timey photos. That'd be
yes,
so cool.
Eventually. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So what are you doing, I guess, to help your business succeed? Like, what are you doing for marketing, advertising,
word of mouth?
Word of mouth.
So I came up with the business plan when we were first starting. We started off with using like Instagram, basically just different types of social media.
Helpful.
And to really get our name out there, we offered a kind of almost like a competition where not really a competition, but if the customer took a picture with our truck and did like a nice little caption and tagged us in it, at the end of the month, they had a chance to win like a free week's worth of ice cream, basically. So they call us up. Oh, you won. We give them a code. They either see us around or they will call us to their house and that would give them some free,
ice cream.
And the following just kept blowing up. And now it's no longer we have to say, oh, take a picture with us. It's people rushing up and saying, okay, can we take a picture with you guys? Or we would love to have you here.
Yeah.
And yeah, just,
I know we've had you at a couple of our events and pictures are happening constantly.
Yes.
It's always great to see you guys at the expos. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of smiling faces and the
vibes. Funny kids running around.
Exactly. It's controlled
chaos.
Yes, that's exactly what
we're
looking for. We have a lot of that going on in our house.
So on this entrepreneurial journey, you say that you're pretty successful, but what do you define success as?
That's a great question. I would say success comes in levels. First off, success obviously is monetary. Is what you're doing actually bringing money to the household, or you're able to take care of your family with
you're actually
it?
Making profit.
Exactly. Profit is really well. So monetary. And then another would be happiness. Am I happy doing my job? Mm-hmm. Do I go out there? Am I dreading it, or do I have a smile on my face? Am I looking forward to it? And luckily, I have a job to where I go out there and I just see smiling faces, and people are excited to see me. So the energy is uplifting almost. Mm-hmm. And then the parents, you get a real rapport with the parents, and then they're like, "Oh, this is my favorite thing to hear." It's like, oh. It's finally nice to meet a non-creepy ice cream.
Yeah. It's like so welcoming.
It really is.
And so that puts a smile on my face because that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
The non-creepy
ice cream. It's nice to have that option.
Yeah.
So that's very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Important?
Yeah. Thank you. Very,
you're welcome. Very
important. Also, I would say generational wealth. Basically, I'm building something that for my daughters can take over with if they so choose to do so. So when it comes their time to go into the business world, or if they pursue that, they have something to either look at as kind of like an example, or just something they could jump right into and then start having success of their own.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you've had quite the long journey and many steps to it. Are there any maybe regrets you have about how you went about starting your business?
I wouldn't say any regrets because even a failure is just a lesson in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might have a downfall or a setback, but it's something that you learned from so that you, it doesn't happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like every step of the way is just like, it's a learning experience. And so it really puts in perspective, puts in perspective how lucky you are to be able to actually pursue, have your own business, because it's not an easy thing to do. People fail at it every day.
Yeah.
And once you have the building blocks to really continue to build and continue to expand and continue to grow, it just is a bliss. It's really a bliss. Yeah.
There have definitely been, personally for me, many learning experiences with mine, because as I said, it was a mobile photo booth. And now we're slowly pivoting it into a mobile, like, refreshment experience. So it definitely took a turn. And there have been many lessons to learn with that. So,
and that's great, because not only are you improving your business is also evolving mm-hmm. to steps that might not have been the plan with at first.
Yeah. So do you have any advice for any aspiring entrepreneurs?
I would say, don't give up. There will be roadblocks. It'll be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if you stick with it, it'll be rewarding. Mm-hmm. And whatever you reap, what you sow. So whatever you put into it is what you receive. If you go in half-heartedly thinking mm-hmm. that, oh, this is easy, or I can just do this when I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you're
not going to get anywhere. But if you mm-hmm. go in there, nose to the bridgestone with a fire in your stomach and you just on go,
world will be worth it.
Exactly. World's your oyster.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about the past and the present. Let's talk about the future. Do you have any future goals for your business?
Oh, definitely.
Dreams.
I feel like everybody has to have at least one.
Yeah. If you don't have a tier list of goals, whether it's small to large, or a 5-year plan, then I don't see your business really going anywhere, because you're not really thinking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely say that one is to continue expanding the amount of trucks that I have mm-hmm. to. I would say to at least 5 different trucks.
How many trucks do you have?
I just have the one. Okay. The flagship.
Okay.
Flagship right now. I have trucks that are being built.
Okay.
For the future, once I have a location to build it on.
Mm-hmm.
So finding a location to put my trucks on.
Yeah.
Expanding to get more trucks.
Yeah.
Continuing to build a brand to where people are excited. There's word of mouth out there saying, oh, that's a reputable company. The people that work there, the mm-hmm. family that works there are great. And I lost my train of thought. ADHD.
Happens all the time. Don't worry.
And glad it's not live.
See, that's what happens when it's not live.
Well, so finding a plot of land to build my trucks on, multitude of trucks. Building a brand, and to eventually get to the point where I want to be on rivalry with I would say Kona, to where there's a bunch of pit stops and mm-hmm. Being franchised to like different cities, different states, and this, that, and the third. I actually have people that have came and saw how I do business
mm-hmm.
and have asked about franchising. But I believe it's too early.
I'll take some steps.
Yeah,
exactly. If I just rush into it,
mm-hmm.
it could be bad for the brand.
Franchise takes time.
Yeah, so I'm continuing to do the research and to find out how to do it perfectly. And then once the diagram's been perfected, then we're looking to definitely franchise it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so have a bit of more deep thinking questions. So. You have time to answer. You can think about it. So, if you had the attention of the whole world, everybody's listening to you, watching you, listening to what you are saying for 5 minutes, what would you say?
I would say, how you doing, world? This is Mr. Pit Stop, aka Pit Stop Ice Cream Truck. I would say, be ready, because I'm coming. My family's coming. The Pit Stop
is
coming. To a neighborhood near you. And guess what? We're bringing smiles. We're bringing laughter. We're bringing energy. We're bringing
This is the best answer we've gotten.
Bringing ice cream And guess what? It's going to hit you in your soul. It's going to bring up those nostalgic childhood memories that you had of chasing after that old school ice cream truck. And he wouldn't let you catch up. But when you finally caught up, you had smiles and you was like out of breath. But you had that nickel. The ice cream was probably a nickel back then. You had that
it's
nickel.
It's like $2 now.
$5 for some of them.
Yeah, that's true.
And you got that nickel and you got that ice cream and you're just so ecstatic. And you take that first lick and what is that? Joy. That's what
your happiness
is bringing to you. Happiness.
This is actually
joy,
awesome.
Nostalgia. It's coming.
Okay.
I love the performance you gave us first. Best answer so far.
Most people do something like, oh, chase after your dreams. And you're like, no, an ad. Awesome.
Not no hate to anybody's answers. You've all had very good answers, but that was a performance right there.
That was me bowing. That's the axe. My hat hit the mic, my bad.
You're good.
You're totally good.
Okay. If you woke up tomorrow without your business, what would your first steps be to recovery if you chose to recover?
It would definitely be starting a game plan. Start have my big goals, but first start off with my small goals. And once you achieve the small goals, it'll eventually start snowballing into your larger goals come into play. And
comes in domino effect.
Exactly. So I would start off probably not on Craigslist this time.
Yeah.
I would start with looking around at my target audience, seeing if there is a market for what I'm bringing. And people are having kids every day.
Yeah, I think there's always a market for ice cream.
Always,
everybody loves ice
a market
cream.
For ice cream. It's for the young, young and the old. So I would find the community and just do what we did before. Start small and then continue to grow.
I like that a lot.
It's very good. Okay, now that we've done deeper questions, we're gonna do a quick this or that. Just answer as fast as you can.
So quickly.
Okay, cats or dogs?
Oh. If you don't have a bow wow in your bed, what are you doing? If you don't have a little, looking at you and looking into your soul and just saying, I will be there. I'm your best friend, because a cat will turn on you. I had a cat back in my day, 10 years old, black cat. Name was Gideon. And one day I'm over there petting Gideon, trying to create a soul tie. What does he do? He scratches me, and I still have that scratch. Look at that. Still
have that. Oh, it's still there.
That is my reminder to say cat dogs are better than cats. Never forgot you, Gideon. I have choice words for you if we ever meet again. But definitely dogs. Dogs for sure.
Got it. I totally agree with that statement.
Awesome. Okay. Spider-Man or Batman?
Oh, that's the wrong question to ask. That's the
okay. And then who would you prefer it be then?
Because
this is making you choose between Marvel and DC.
It is. Marvel's obviously better.
Thank you. Fair. Thank you.
Yeah, but it is.
Based off the characters, Spider-Man's kind of lame. I'm going Brucey all the way. His backstory is similar. I wouldn't say, I'm not saying I'm Batman, but it's
Batman. Nobody knows
Batman. We have similar traits. I mean, we had a hard upbringing, and then out of the mud. In the darkness of the night, we came and we conquered. And I'm still young bats. I don't have the bat cave. I don't have my.
You don't got all that technology yet.
I don't got that yet. But I got my family. I got Alfred.
Yeah.
I got Robin. I got. Dang, what's the other one? I got. You know. Point is, I got my peeps. I got my family.
Got the whole crew.
Exactly. Got my crew with me, and we're still becoming. Full Brucey, full Wayne. So I'm sticking with my man Batman.
Got it. Okay. Books or movies?
Let's see. I read Harry Potter and I saw the movies. I'm actually going to go with books with this. Books expands your mind. It allows you to have more of an imagination to where you can put you, it doesn't confine you. Movies, it's like, hey, here it is. Mm-hmm. Books is imagination. How do you think it's going to go? It's more of a guessing game. I'm good.
That's true. Okay. Waffle or curly fries?
I've got the deep question. You said these were simple.
It's supposed to be a quick lightning round.
Oh, lightning. Ka-chow. Yeah. I'm going to go.
Lightning beams.
I'm going to go waffle. Okay. Focus.
Mountains or the beach?
See,
I love how we say lightning round and we get a story for each answer.
Me in the mountains, we have beef.
Oh, what happens in the mountains?
It's cold in the mountains. And
fair.
I don't like the cold. I get ashy. For the people that are not that melanated, that means that I turn a little chalky, and I get cold, I get brittle, and I crack. So I'm gonna go.
That's a wonderful description.
I'm gonna stick with the beach.
Okay.
I can sit there. I can catch a nice little tan
as long as you don't get
go like, swimming.
Yeah.
I like it, sweet or salty.
That's tough. I'm gonna go sweet on this
okay.
one.
Okay. Chocolate or fruity candy?
Chocolate. Stick with the chocolate.
Cake or pie?
Sweet potato pie.
That exists? Oh, I'm sorry. Goodness. I didn't know that existed.
If you haven't lived.
My bad.
You've had some sweet potato pie. Slightly, I would say slightly, microwave for about 12 seconds.
12 specifically, got it.
12
got
seconds it, with some whipped cream and a single scoop of vanilla ice cream. Ooh, I'm telling you.
Okay. Okay. This usually more applies to the women, but low or high rise jeans?
Yeah.
I've never pictured myself in either. But I think I could pull off either one, but if I had to decide, with my legs, my thighs, which one made my eyes pop? I'm gonna have to stick with the high rise.
Okay,
keep a little classy.
Good choice. Okay. Comedy or horror?
If you have a guess,
I would have guessed comedy for you personally.
I think I'm pretty funny. My wife.
Yeah, I mean we've been laughing this whole time, so yeah. I'd say you're pretty funny.
Oh yeah, tell that to my wife.
So my dad would have said.
Definitely comedy.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Joseph, for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it. Can you tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and check out what you're doing?
Yeah. So you can follow us on Instagram at the Pit Stop with two T's, underscore ATL. We also have a Twitter. And if they don't ban TikTok, we have a TikTok.
Hopefully they don't.
You can email at us at thepitstop@gmail.com. You can contact us. Our number is 404-502-1552 for all your party and happiness needs. And happiness is only a pit stop away.
Oh, yes.
Table fell off the top.
Oh, fantastic. We really enjoyed our time with you today, and we know our audience will get so much out of hearing your story.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Awesome.